Ooh, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to look at four sight words. And I cannot wait, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly so we can read it. And then when you're finished, you can put your pencil down. We are going to color first. So if you look at your paper, you're going to see four big fat sight words going down the page. If you look at the top, the first one has A-S-K, ask. And then next to it is a group of words. I need you to stay in that section before we move down. We're going to work in one section at a time. You can move down when I tell you to, but don't move down ahead of me because you might get a little bit confused. So let's start with that first sight word, A-S-K, ask. Ask. And let's color the first A blue. In the word ask, I want you to color the letter A blue. As soon as you can, start coloring that letter A. The word ask begins with the letter A. Ah, ah, ask. You can hear it. Begins with the letter A. I must ask you to do your best work, your best coloring. Take 2 seconds, two. One, put down that blue crayon and find a purple crayon for the letter S. Ask. Ask has an A-S-K. So we have a blue A, now we have a purple S. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. Do you know that we are working on our sight words? Good. Put down your purple crayon in two. One, find an orange crayon for the letter K. Ask is a short word. How many letters are in the word ask? I'm going to ask you that question. How many letters are in the word ask? One, two, three. It's a short word. There's only three letters, and you can hear all the sounds in this sight word. Sometimes you can't hear all the sounds in a sight word, but this one you can. Ask, ask. Will you ask me in your sweetest voice? All right, hold on to your orange crayon. Don't put it down yet. Let's practice spelling and saying the word ask in our spooky voice like this. A-S-K spells ask. Oh, what will you ask me? Will you do it with me in your spooky voice? A-S-K. Okay, ask. All right, take your orange crayon and move over to the group of words. And when you find the word ask, circle it. Circle it with your orange crayon. Look for it. You're going to find it 7 times in this group of words. See if you can find it 7 times. It's in there a lot. Circle it with your orange crayon. If you make a mistake, it's okay. You can exit out. And then count to see if you found it 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I did. I found it 7 times. My goodness. I have to ask, did you find it 7 times? Awesome. All right. So our first word spells ask. A-S-K, ask. Let's move down. Let's go to the next word. H-A-D, had. H-A-D, had. Let's color the H red. Can you find a red crayon? Any kind of red will work. And color the letter H red. Had begins with the letter H. Had. I had a headache and then it went away. I had some ice cream before I started recording this with you. Take 2 more seconds. Two. One. All right, let's color the letter A green. Can you find your green crayon? Let's color the letter A green. Had. Had. It's a short word also. How many letters are in the word had? H-A-D. Three, just like the word ask. They both have three letters. Good job. All right, take 2 seconds. Two, one. Please put down your green crayon and find a blue crayon for the letter D. Let's color the letter D blue. Had is almost like ask because you can hear every sound in the word had just like you can in the word ask. And sometimes that's hard in sight words, but in these two, you actually hear all the sounds. Had, had. All right, hold on to your blue crayon. Hold on to it. Don't do anything yet. Let's practice spelling and saying this word in a very high voice. H-A-D, had. I had a sandwich for lunch today. Had. H-A-D, had. Will you do it with me? H-A-D, had. Had. Good job. All right. Let's take our blue crayon and circle the word had every time we find it in the group of words next to it. Go ahead. Use your blue crayon and circle the word had. It's on there 6 times. See if you can find it 6 times. It's okay if you make a mistake. You can cross it off. That's all right. See if you can find it 6 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I did. Did you? All right. Let's put down our blue crayon and review our first word, A-S-K, ask. H-A-D, had. Let's move down. Our next word has M-A-Y, may. M-A-Y, may. Find your pink crayon and let's color the letter M pink. May begins with the letter M, may, may. And this word may is, for example, in this sentence, may I go outside? Yes, you may. Now you might have heard that there's a month of May. Have you heard of the month of May? January, February, March, April, May. Yes. All right, let's put down our pink crayon. Can you find your orange crayon for the letter A? So there is the month of May. If we were going to say this is the month of May, we would need a capital M. We would need a capital M. But this has a lowercase m. So we're going to use it in sentences such as, may I have another piece of pie? Yes, you may. You may have another piece of pie. It's asking for permission. It's asking for permission. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Can you find a green crayon? And we're going to color the letter Y green. Any kind of green will work. M-A-Y, may. How many letters are in the word may? 1, 2, 3. 3 again. So far, all of the sight words we've worked on today have 3 letters in there in the word. But may, you can't hear the Y. So this one's a little bit harder to sound out because usually we're used to Y saying yuh, but it doesn't say anything in this word. It's silent. M-A-Y, may. Hold on to your green crayon. Let's say this word and spell this word in our robot voice. M-A-Y spells may. May I go? Do it with me. M-A-Y spells may. May I go? Yes, you may. All right, take your green crayon, circle the word may as many times as you can find it with your green crayon. You should find it 6 times. It's on there 6 times. See if you can find it. M-A-Y, may. See if you can find all 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Did you find all 6? Awesome. All right, let's review. Our first word, A-S-K, ask. H-A-D, had. We just practiced M-A-Y, may. And our last word, W-A-L-K, walk. W-A-L-K, walk. All right, let's color the W yellow. Can you find a yellow crayon for the letter W? Walk begins with the letter W. W-w-walk. Walk. We need to walk on the blacktop or we might get hurt.
Walk. Please walk slowly and carefully in line. Don't run. Please walk. Two more seconds. Two, one. All right, can you find your pink crayon again? Where's that pink crayon? Let's color the letter A pink. W-A-L-K, walk, walk. Now, how many letters are in the word walk? Are there three like all the rest? W-A-L-K. No, there's four letters in the word walk. W-A-L-K. Please walk. Two more seconds. Two. One. Put down your pink crayon and find your purple crayon for the letter L. Can you find your purple crayon for the letter L? W-A-L-K, walk, walk. W-A-L-K, walk. I will walk to school. I'll walk there. I can walk. I will walk on the treadmill. Two more seconds. Two, one. Find a red crayon for the letter K. Find your red crayon for the letter K. Walk. Walk. You can almost hear all the sounds in this word too. The A kind of sounds like an ah, like an O. So that might be the only thing that throws you off. But for the most part, walk. You can hear almost all those letters making their correct sounds. All right, hold on to onto your red crayon. Let's say and spell this word as fast as we can. W-A-L-K, walk. W-A-L-K, walk. Can you walk fast? W-A-L-K, walk. Try it with me. W-A-L-K, walk. W-A-L-K, walk. Yes. Take your red crayon. Circle the word walk as many times as you find it. It's on there six times. See if you can find all six. W-A-L-K, walk. W-A-L-K, walk. One, two, three, four, five, six. I found them all. Walk. W-A-L-K, walk. Let's review. Go up to the top. A-S-K, ask. Move down. H-A-D, had. Move down. M-A-Y, may. Move down. W-A-L-K, walk. All right, find your pencil. We're going to read our sight words inside of sentences. Number one, we will to school. We will walk. Trace the letters in the word walk for me. W-A-L-K, walk. We will walk to school. Write it on the line. Scoot over and write it on the line. W-A-L-K. W-A-L-K, walk. We will walk to school. Number two, ready? You go now. You may. Trace the letters in the word may. M-A-Y, may. You may go now. Let's write it on the line. M-A-Y spells may like a robot may. My robot may help me in the kitchen. Okay, number three. Let's ask the teacher. Trace the letters in the word ask. A-S-K, ask. Scoot over, let's write it on the line. We said a spooky voice, A-S-K, ask. Let's ask the teacher. And number four, he had the game first. He had the game first. Trace the letters in the word had. H-A-D, had. And we said this in our high voice. H, write it on the line, please. H-A-D, had. He had the game first. Okay, go back up to the big fat sight words that we colored. Go up to the top. Will you echo me? I'm going to read them down, going down the list. Ready? Ask, had, may, walk. Let's do it again. This time, let's read them in our spooky voices. Ask, had, may, Walk. And now this time, let's start on walk and then go up the page. Ready? Let's use our spooky voice. Walk. May. Had. Ask. Boys and girls, we did it. We learned four new sight words today, or we reviewed them if you already knew them. And that's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.